This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. My name's Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. And he's Dylan. It is indeed, like the man just said with the big voice, it is a Falcons Monday. So we're going to celebrate for, I don't know, the next 5 seconds, the win over the New Orleans Saints. All right, there you have it.
Done.
And we'll get to the headlines. Allie, what's the headlines today?
There's only one headline today. Before you clock in, just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints, 19-17, Arthur Blank did decide to part ways with head coach Raheem Morris, GM Terry Fontenot. In the statement from the Falcons, Arthur Blank said the decision to move away from people who represent the organization so well and have shared a commitment to the values that are important to the organization is not an easy one. But the results on the field have not met our expectations or those of our fans and leadership. I wish Raheem and Terry the absolute best in their future pursuits.
There you have it. 404-726-0929. We're going to get the wake-up call in 2 seconds. I want to try to get as many calls as we can. But I was thinking about this just a second ago, Bo. I'm really having to fight the urge to think about past head coaches, past guys that have been tied to Matt Ryan, and past people whose names have whose last names have had success in the NFL. Like, that's where I think the extent of my thought process has gone, and I probably ought to broaden that thought process just a little bit.
Yeah. Can we also go ahead and just knock out guys that have jobs that are in the playoffs? I don't think Mike Tomlin is – I don't foresee Mike Tomlin leaving Pittsburgh after winning the division, going, 10-7? A rough 10-7, but still, I don't foresee him. I don't think Matt LaFleur is going to be on the market.
Let me stop you right there. I agree with that. What would you say about a guy if Baltimore were to decide to move on from John Harbaugh? Because there was conversation yesterday about both those head coaches in that matchup.
It might
have gotten stale.
Are we going to get like a John Fox version of John Harbaugh?
Or like a Jeff Fisher?
Or like a Jeff Fisher version of John Harbaugh?
I hope not.
Because I think people over... My thought is a lot of times when guys have been in one job for a long time and they get let go or they leave, and they're a year off does the body good. Mike Vrabel had been in Tennessee for, 8 years, I think, 7 years?
Yeah.
And when he left, people say we didn't hire him. Mike Vrabel didn't want to come here.
No, he wasn't going to
come. Mike Vrabel...
Been saying that.
Here, two reasons. One, I think he wanted a year off, and two, he probably knew that Gerard Mayo wasn't going to pan out one way or the other, and New England was the place for him.
Yeah,
and I think sometimes that's good to have a year off. Look at Sean Payton. 2 years off? Hit the ground running.
Revitalized. Let's do it, Dylan. A forewarning if you're on the phone. We do have full phone lines, and
yes,
if you drag it out past about 20 seconds, I will probably cut you off and hang up the phone. I'm just going to throw that out there because I'm going to try to get to as many people.
He's going to wave his hand,
as
and
we
Dylan's going to hang
right,
up on
I
you.
I will personally hit the button back there. So with all that being said, Justin and Danielsville, you are up first, my friend. What is on your mind this morning?
My wake-up call is for anyone that wants to defend these two guys not being a part of this organization anymore. You did the one thing you cannot do in this business and you screwed up the quarterback position. That's what you did wrong. That's why you're gone. You should have gave Kirk the keys, never drafted Michael Penix, and told him this is his team, but you didn't do that, and you backstabbed him. That's all I got.
Yeah, phenomenal phone call. Thank you for the timing.
Danielsville, that's a little bit north of Athens, up 29.
Interesting tidbit. I think he's probably pretty spot on with what he just said. You cannot screw up the quarterback position. You can't. You just can't do it. Everybody that says, well, you know, you brought in Kirk, but like, you could have drafted somebody in a very good position with that number eight pick. You could have drafted somebody else you probably needed with that number eight pick. They could have been a very good player. So, tend to agree with that phone call as well. Let's go back out to the phone lines for the next wake-up call. Let's talk to James in Stockbridge.
Hey, first I want to say Raheem shouldn't have got fired. The only issue I have with the team was the quarterback play. Penix should have never been drafted. And special teams, Marquise Williams, there's no way we can allow other teams to get up to the 40 every single kickoff. Okay, thank you. That's all I got.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you for the timing of that. That is, there's...
We got
to
figure out
a lot to unpack there, but I will say this Marquise Williams conversation about am I trying to hit it to the 2 yard line? Which guy's doing the kickoff?
Well, here's
that
the problem.
Has been maddening.
Here's the problem.
Maddening.
Here's the problem. You gotta if you want to get on Rich McKay about anything, get on him about the new kickoff rule because he's the president of the competition committee.
That's his
and
fault.
I need this rule about getting the ball at the freaking 40 yard line gone.
Yeah,
because
so bad.
You're trying to kick it. To not go in the end zone, but make the landing zone, because if it goes in the end, like, enough.
How many times this year were you like, we have to have them pinned right here? This has got to be good coverage. Yeah. Got to be a good kick. And oh, my God, going back to the house.
You're an NFL team. You shouldn't get the ball past the 30-yard line on the kickoff. I'm just going to say that unless you return it past it.
Let's see if we can keep the heater going on guys keeping it concise here. Let's go to Mike. He's in Sandy Springs. Mike, what's going on, man? Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Main reason I want to call is I actually agree with kind of letting Raheem Morris go. If you don't know, like their eliminated record is like 13-4 compared to whenever before they get eliminated. And to me, that says kind of like a locker room issue, a mentality issue, which to me starts at the top. So kind of do the thing that Dan Campbell did, get somebody like that in who can really change the mentality of the team.
Yeah.
That's a weird record because I don't think Raheem was – the Falcons weren't eliminated last year until...
No, he's talking about... I think that's over, like, the last 8 seasons. When you've been eliminated, you have won a lot of games.
That doesn't have anything to do with Raheem other than this year.
Well, no, but I think that there's a lot of Falcons fans that look at it and go, I don't care that they won the last 4 games. It's kind of empty calories, if you will, that you're able to go out and do it.
I think
there is a big... There is a big point of contention. That lull in the middle of the season, it's hard for me, too, because I have such a bad taste in my mouth about yesterday's offensive line performance. But I think a lot of players did go play hard. I don't think the offensive line was a group that did very much. But, you know, I think you do look at it in some of the empty calories, and you're like, you should have had that level of intensity and quarterback play, like the caller before that brought up, through the mid part of the season, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So there is a lot to be said about that. All right, let's go out back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Herman. Herman is in South Fulton. Herman, what's going on this morning?
Yes, it was the quarterback situation that cost them their job.
Yep.
The Matt Ryan situation didn't work out well. Marcus Mariota didn't work out well. Desmond Ridder didn't work out well. Heineke didn't work out well. Finally got an elite processor in Cousins. He winds up gets hurt. How many games are you going to let him start after he's injured? Finally take him out. Penix comes in. He gets hurt. Now, your losses are too great.
Yeah, I think that's a phenomenal phone call. Thank you, Herman, for calling. I think it kind of is the central focus this entire ordeal.
I know he
couldn't
said too many losses, but can you think about, though, had there been one win, which we are so close to one more win?
Yeah, and I brought that up earlier because I think that's where Carolina's at, right? If you just switch around one of the Carolina games and all of a sudden you're talking about the Falcons going to the playoffs, but I don't know that I would have wanted that.
Right.
Carolina's 8-9. They're going to the playoffs. That's great. All right. But what does that do if you go and get routed by the Rams? Which, by the way, ding, they did beat the Rams earlier in the season, so I'm not counting them out of doing that. But I think that you just kind of hold serve at that point, right? It's almost like, okay, well, you know, we're 8-9, but we're going to the playoffs. I don't think I would have wanted to have that conversation either. All right. We're going to go to Dean in Douglasville. Dean in Douglasville, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to say, people hating on Penix, this guy went toe-to-toe with Baker Mayfield in the very first of the year. He went toe-to-toe with New England, and he went toe-to-toe with the red-hot Colts. So don't give up on them yet. Give them a chance to develop. That's all I got. Thank you.
All right, I got a I appreciate the call. I'm not trying to, you know, just jump over it, but there is a little bit of breaking news coming out of the organization as we speak. Arthur Blank has penned a letter, and our old Mike Conte, you can go to his Twitter page, and he's got it, and he's also got a quote of it, is, as part of their ongoing succession planning, Greg Beatles has been elevated from president to president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons, which, if you know, that CEO was what Rich had titled, as a lot of people like to bring up,
yep,
effective today, succeeding Rich McKay. So the way I am reading that tweet by, that Mike Conte put out there and that from the Falcons is that essentially Rich is basically there is no affiliation to the Falcons organization other than the I'm assuming he's still a part of the AMBSE, but he is out of the Falcons. And so what that does is it moves Greg Beatles into the overseer. And then you can bring in a new team president, which I'm assuming will be who? you know.
There has never been a man have a more selective word face in his life than what Bo just shot me across the table.
I'm going to read more.
I'm going to be very careful with what I'm about to say.
But I'm going to read more of this, and I'll get more of this information on this story. But it does say as part of our ongoing succession planning. You know, that they want to put a let, you know, so it talks about what Rich has taken on new expanded roles. And this is a succession that began over 5 years, and now it is extended to where it's at.
Yeah. That's
Rich will now be able to give full focus to critical AMBSE initiatives, including the World Cup, the 2028 Super Bowl, renovations to some of their facilities, the NWSL franchise. And business development, organizational projects, and various stages of planning.
Yeah, interesting. A lot to unpack there. We did have one more call. Mr. Yo was on the phone, but we're not. Dylan, can we push Mr. Yo? Mr. Yo is going to have to wait a little bit because we do have Dave Archer coming up. Yeah. But I would love to. I think we probably need to get Mr. Yo on air. It's just not going to be next segment. But if Mr. Yo, if you want to call back in a little bit, we'll make sure we put you through.
We promise, Mr. Yo. If you do want to read that letter from Arthur Blank, I have retweeted it at 9:29 Morning Shift. Coming up, like Mike mentioned, we have analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
Dave Archer will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It is a Falcons Monday, which means we talked to Dave Archer on Falcons Mondays, and we did have a win yesterday, but that's not the headline of today. But we do need to bring in analysts for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analysts?
Okay, you got to do it one more time because it's the last time for the season we're really going to get to do this.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to them more, but we can do it again if you want.
Analyst. There you go. For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, Experienced Personal Injury Attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. I know my phone started blowing up last night after the news came out. I'm going to gauge you got over 100 text messages within minutes of the news about Raheem and Terry.
Yeah, there was a lot, Allie, a lot circulating. Kind of helped you kind of hope to get home, decompress a little bit. It was kind of a strange game for the Falcons yesterday, albeit maybe a lot of similar stuff in the game that transpired throughout the year. But I was kind of hoping to get home and decompress after having talked to Raheem and those guys afterward. But things started happening pretty quickly, and obviously this is an indication of how much in thought and consternation, all the kind of stuff that Mr. Blank has had to go through with he and his son Josh, who's very much at his side now and helping him decide what's going on, and so this is the direction he decided to go in, and so we move forward.
Yeah, Arch, I said that to Mike this morning. I was like, man, we just swept the Saints, and we can't even enjoy one day of talking about it. Like, we didn't even get a three-hour show of talking about sweeping the Saints in the season, right? Arch, I don't know. Maybe I'm breaking news to you, but Arthur has put out a statement saying that essentially Greg Beatles has been kicked up to CEO and president, and they'll bring a president of football here, and that person will help hire the GM and the head coach, and we'll have final say over all decisions football. What do you make of that type of position? What do you make of the move in general? As Rich McKay also will kind of move up now to just AMBSE and no longer be anywhere associated with anything football or anything like that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of conversation there, right? I think I heard Mike say there's a lot to unpack with that information, and that's very accurate to say. There's a lot going on within the organization. There's been a lot going on for about 6 weeks. You and I have talked kind of off mic about this. I suggested and talked about how there's definitely things were going on. I've had conversations with people, so I've known that things were going on for a while. But that being said, Greg Beatles is a tremendous asset to the Atlanta Falcons from what he knows from a business standpoint, what he knows from some of the things that he's done with the organization for over 20 years. So moving him into a position where he can continue to aid and be an asset to Mr. Blank, to help the organization. And then Rich McKay, you can say what you want to about Rich McKay, and I know the fans seem to want to point, there's a lightning rod attached to Rich McKay. Rich McKay's been pretty solid in this organization and in the league for a long, long time. And to just dispense a guy like that would be idiotic, and Mr. Blank, that's not who Mr. Blank is. He knows there's a great value to what Rich McKay brings to the table, and that he's decided to move him into some other areas that could be extremely beneficial. Rich McKay's, was at the tip of the spear when it comes to building two of the top stadiums in the National Football League, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, and of course Mercedes-Benz Stadium here. So there's a lot of value that Rich McKay brings to the table, whether it's with football or not, and so I don't doubt that he'll have him in a good position there. The football guy, I've been telling you guys that this was coming for a while, and it looks like we're pretty close to getting that announcement coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to kind of follow along. Obviously Thursday expecting a press conference and a bunch of other stuff to start to come out. Arch, I want to just take 2 seconds. One of the things that we were kicking around earlier this morning was when we feel like, you know, this decision had to be made. At what point in the season do you look back and say, oh, well, at that point, they probably had to move on from Raheem Morris? I think that it's easy to kind of look at the Seattle game when they get eliminated. You can probably go back to the week before that when they're playing against the New York Jets and they drop a game that you know they had no business dropping and things kind of went south. At what point in the season did you get a sense that maybe a move was imminent and you know maybe that there was going to be a change in direction at the top of this team?
Yeah, it was probably in the middle of the season, Mike. I mean, you've got to be able to win the one-score games, and there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, if you go down and look at most teams, they're going to have probably somewhere between 8 and 10, maybe 12 one-score games of the 17 they play. And you've got to be able to win the majority of those. That's what gets you in. As it turns out, if you go back and look at Carolina, found a way to win some close games that maybe they shouldn't have, and they ended up being the division title. It's weird how these three teams that tied for the division title are in such different places. I mean, Atlanta's already decided they're going to replace their head coach and GM. There's a lot of conversation about Tampa and what's going to happen to Todd Bowles. They've already done some things down there. And here Carolina is, who won the division. They're praising their guy, and they had the same record we had, and they got blown out in some games like everybody's talking about here in Atlanta. So it's really weird, the perception, if you're in the three different cities. But I just feel like in the middle of the season when you had opportunities to win some games that you're not supposed to lose to, I know that that's saying that National Football League-wise, you can always lose whatever weekend it is, but the Miami and the Jet game seem to stick out, obviously because of their records and how they turned out this season and the dysfunction they've had in their organizations, to lose those two games, knowing those two games would have put you in the playoffs. You got a lot of stuff. Yeah, what's the development of the quarterback look like? I think that there's some conversation there about Michael Penix taking the next step. I don't know that happened this year. There was too much there. And so there's just a lot of stuff that went into this decision, obviously, not just winning and losing football games.
Well, and Dave, I heard you in your interview with James Pierce last night, and he was telling you that he wants to build off the momentum that the Falcons started to get towards the end here. How can whoever lands this head coaching job kind of keep that momentum going?
Yeah, that's going to be up to the players, Allie. I played on a team where we won late in the season. We had struggled all year long, and we got a little footing going. Ironically, one of the wins was against New Orleans, which always seems to give you a boost. But we carried that into the offseason. Now, I was a young quarterback. There were some young players on the team. And so the younger players seem to have the ability to harness that and manifest that into a really good offseason. Obviously, you got to have staff. Somebody comes in that has great direction and a great plan, which I think they'll do. But that's more harnessed by the players. I think the players, what you want to be, what you want to do with your offseason, what do you want to come in as? And so I think that obviously there's going to be something with the coach as far as the energy that he brings. And Raheem Morris, there's not a more energy-related guy than anybody I've ever seen. But so the energy piece of it is not going to be hard for the coach, I don't think. I think a plan and direction that the players can really sink their teeth into, but then that idea of carrying over what they've done the last four games, I think is really going to fall on the players a great deal, and hopefully they'll be able to harness that.
Arch, I don't know how I really want to phrase this to kind of make it make sense, but when you're – one of the things that Mike and I have talked about, and I think I've talked to you about it, I don't know if it's on or off the air. I don't remember anymore. But it's kind of how you get everything going in the same direction for this team. Like with the offense, it seemed like you were kind of – your run offense was not quite on the same page as the pass offense at times. And now you've drafted players that fit a certain scheme on defense. And we've seen it be successful. Look, 13th best scoring defense in the league is not something to be taken lightly. I know it wasn't top 10, but it was pretty close for so many young players. So how do you look at bringing a guy that can basically get the most out of these players? How does that look?
Well, I think it's going to go back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago, Bo. I think it's going to talk about, you're going to, you'd be hard-pressed to find a team that's in the final 14 teams that are going to try to play to win this whole thing that aren't dialed in at the quarterback position. And so, to me, that's where it's going to start. If you've got a guy that you can lean into, and I know the name, and I know you guys have tried to stay away from the name. I heard you guys. I was laughing. The last guy that was like that is potentially the guy they're going to ask to do this. And so he knows what it looks like. And that's the piece that I think you have to get right, is you've got to get the quarterback right to give yourself a chance to win this one score games. A guy that you can hand the football in the final 2 minutes and know that he's going to go down. He's going to distribute the football, do the kind of things that you need to do there. You know, that defensive number you talk about, Bo, is, I think, even magnified even more. Think how many times during the season that the offense just couldn't stay on the field, just didn't possess the football. How many times did the defense look up and they were on the field for 33, 34 minutes, and you still are talking about those kind of numbers? Now, they had their moments where they didn't make a play here or there, but, man, you can't talk about that for very much without really leaning into what Jeff Ulbrich's team was about. It's not an easy nut to crack, Bo, to be able to find that perfect synergy between offense, defense, special teams, and then on one side of the football, have it completely dialed in. And in all honesty, you're not going to find that. You're going to find what you're going to do is you're going to try to find something where you're like that most of the time. And you don't have the misdirections or the malfunctions here and there. So that's the real nut to crack here. And Atlanta's tried to do it a couple times here in the last few years. Hadn't worked out. You had it going pretty good with Smitty. Had it going with Q for a little bit. So it's a moving target. And I think the one thing that helps it keep from moving too much is if you dial in the quarterback position.
Well, it's certainly an interesting time for the Falcons. A lot to keep updated on. Dave, thank you for the time. Hopefully you get to decompress a bit today after the season.
Yeah, it's been fun to come on with you guys, Allie. I appreciate what you guys do. It's not an easy job, and to try to stay positive and keep looking forward and know things are going. I will tell you this real quickly, and I know you guys got to get off, but the two guys that had their names thrown on the ledger last night, Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, are quality human beings, quality individuals, and worked their ass off to try to make this thing work. Don't think they didn't. And I know that fans get upset about what's being said or what you're not getting and all that kind of stuff. I get to know these guys at a completely different level than most anybody does, and this is really hard on them, hard on their families, hard on the assistant coaches' families. I Mike touched on this a little bit. I think I listened to you guys a little bit earlier, that there's a lot that goes into this. There's a lot of investment by these guys. Don't think they're just sitting there making their money and they're not doing anything. So I feel bad for them, and I know Mr. Blank does too. I could hear it. I could see it in his words that he wrote last night about letting these guys go. But don't think these guys didn't work their ass off to try to make the Falcons as good as they could be.
Yeah, it's really easy to forget about the human element of this. It's really well said, Dave.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
And coming up, we do have one last shot to get on the show with us today regarding Raheem and Terry. Get your calls in right now, 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah. 8:43 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's taking your calls behind the glass because there are big changes coming out of Flowery Branch. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot are out. The decision was made just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints 19-17, bringing the season to 8-9. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and go on out to Mr. Yo. Thank you for calling back. What are your thoughts on the changes, Mr. Yo?
I am comfortable with it because I understand that change is always going to happen. I knew that after that Carolina game, when I was even calling for Raheem to go ahead and get rid of Zach Robinson, that the fact that he didn't do it and he got rid of a wide receiver coach was asinine. So that didn't make much sense. Okay. And I said, you know, if you're going to fall on the sword for this guy, just be prepared to get your head chopped off. And guess what? Your head just got chopped off. Now, that being said, I want to talk about autonomy of the new management. So the new GM, the new HC, they need to be able to have 100% autonomy over this roster. And I know it sucks, and it's going to suck for a lot of people who like a lot of the players that we have, but that does not mean that the new head coach is going to want these type of players. I remember when I was younger and Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys, and the first thing he did was fire Tom Landry, a legendary coach. He hired Jimmy Johnson, and the first thing Jimmy Johnson did was trade Herschel Walker. And it seemed weird at the time, but he was building his own team. And so we're going to tell this new GM and HC that they have to come in here and just play with what we got right now, it's not going to work. The guy needs to be able to set his own precedence and see his own vision. If he wants to run power run and we can't do it, he needs to be able to get rid of those guys. If he wants wide receivers that are fast and whatever, and he wants to get rid of Drake London, you have to be okay with that. Okay? We have very limited cap space, but we do have players that can be traded. Be prepared. It might be coming. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thanks. I do wonder what those conversations look like. And this is the first thing that when we walked in this morning that you and I kind of wondered aloud. And I'm not sure how much down to the studs we tear it. I think that's going to be a curious conversation to be had over the next few weeks is, you know, when you look at guys like AJ Terrell, is that somebody that's on the block and that would be moved given the right head coach and the right GM coming in here?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I noticed how Mr. Yo stayed away from the young edge rushers. Well, what if they don't want 250-pound edge rushers? What if they want Cam Jordan and Chase Young, which are 265 and 285? So it's that I would also caution.
I think his point stands, though, coach doesn't want those pieces,
I wasn't done with my point. I think the point is in 2026, you don't have time anymore to do it like Jerry did it with Jimmy and those Cowboys. That took like 3 years. We've been 8 years. You're gonna have in 3 years from now, if we still haven't made the playoffs because we've torn it down to the studs. You think the fan base is gonna be okay with that? Just because you fired Terry Fontenot and Raheem? My point is that's not to do something like that. You're basically saying it's gonna. Most conventional thinking, because of the salary cap implications of what you're going to go through, it's going to take 2 to 3 years. And that's my point about the whole tear it down to the studs. Now, I don't disagree with moving the offensive line is a different conversation. The problem is what you brought up with the money. But I think you could draft a guy this year or next year to be the next Jake Matthews or Caleb McGarry, because those contracts are a couple of year contracts. But you either Kirk's here costing you $57 million or he's not costing you $23 million, I believe. So there's a lot of the dead cap. You just can't tear it to that quite the way people think you can. That's my thing. I just also don't think you have time to do that. Because we didn't want to give them time when Terry got here with Arthur. He had 3 years.
We do have full phones right now, so let's go back out to those, 404-726-0929. Keaton from Atlanta. Keaton, what do you have for us this morning?
Yo, listen, the weather does not reflect the mood of the Atlanta Falcons today. It is doomy and gloomy outside. I hope everybody's being safe. But we have a complete culture shift coming to the Atlanta Falcons. Rich McKay's position has been filled by Greg Beatles. It's rumored that Matt Ryan's going to take the president of football position. We're going to have a new GM, a new head coach. I'm not sure how I feel about having a sports organization coming in and consulting and looking for both the GM and the head coach at the same time. I think it needs to be ran like a normal football organization. You need to find the GM. The GM can find his head football coach, and then the head coach can find his staff. But there's also rumors of new logos being designed, new jerseys. I think that moving forward, what the Falcons have admitted to us and shown to us is that we needed a cultural shift, and that's what we're getting in Atlanta starting today. I'm nothing but optimistic. It's hard to be that way with these Falcons sometimes, but with the moves that we've made recently, I look forward to seeing what this organization pulls together. Thanks for taking my call, you guys.
Yeah, I think it's phenomenal, and it's a great point that they're – It is a gloomy day. Well, first of all, if you look west, it's not that gloomy. If you look back east, there's a lot
burning
of fog.
Off.
Yeah, it's burning off. It's burning off right here in the middle of Midtown right now as I look up Peachtree. So, I think this is a sign, Keaton, that you know what I mean? That the fog is burning off and clear skies are ahead, hopefully, for this franchise. And I think that it will start Thursday. I think that if Matt Ryan is a part of that press conference, you will have a new revitalized sense of optimism and hopefully they can lay the groundwork for a lot of success in the years to come.
Yeah. I think the one I want to, these firms that are looking, I don't know 100%. I'm going to try to get some more clarity for tomorrow's show, but I don't know how you feel, Mike, but I always feel like these firms that are outside, to me, they're a lot of organizations, a lot of regular organizations, to the point of the call, use these types of firms, and to me, they're gatherers of information. They're gathering analytics on how the other job searches. They're gathering information on some of these guys, and you can say, you should already know these guys. Well, you don't know every single person in every organization that's done stuff, and they're kind of your busy work. Kind of thing that they do all this data collection so you can make decisions quicker, right? That's part of it. It's you're not only in a search for the right guy, but you're trying to get there before someone else gets there and thinks that's the right guy as well.
I would love to know what kind of data is collected from these search firms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that even look like?
What do you think? What would you think as a former player that's been inside a building? What would you think? Like, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just curious your brain.
You're talking about GM or head coach? Because there's two different. There's a sportology that was going on, and now there's the ZRG or whatever else it is.
I don't know. Whichever one you think you know the.
Well, I think it's easier to do research and supply data based on head coaches. I think that when you look at I don't mean it's easy. I think it's easier. If you're trying to identify the next best GM, the next plus best personnel person, it's impossible to me to know if you're a search firm and you look out at the Los Angeles Rams. Like, you're looking at the Los Angeles Rams and you're saying, oh, well, they've got good personnel. You know, what data are you supplying that says that Les Snead didn't make the decision that this other guy did, or this assistant GM based on his background and the data? Is it wins? Is it, are you looking at the amount of people when they were scouting them directly that ended up as good players? Are you, I just don't know. Like, it's so open-ended to say there's a search firm helping with a GM search or the direction of the team that there is no data to me that would make sense given that role. I think it's about identifying and developing talent as a general manager. I think it's about doing the same things in a lot of ways as the head coach. It's just the approach and the angle is different. So I don't know. I genuinely, that would be one of the questions I have moving forward is, what is the role of a quote unquote search firm, and what data are they supplying you to say this is the best choice?
I don't know if I'm saying something that somebody told me off the record or not. So I'm going to tread lightly, but one of the organizations that are in the playoffs right now had the firm that we had in that came in that did the health of the organization. Had them in very recently, over the last few years, I would say. And that team is in the playoffs, and that is one of the more well-run organizations, so to speak, right now in the NFL. And they're in the playoffs, and they're thought highly of. And so I think it's okay to do that kind of stuff. I think we just – I don't know. I think your ears go up when you hear something and you don't understand it, and so you automatically don't like it. I'm guilty of it too. Like, I hate change. Like, I'm not a change person. So whenever I hear an outsider coming in, I'm like, hell, you won't. Who are you? Who are you? You know? And I know I'm not alone, but I mean, so I think that's why we get, you know, kind of up in arms when we hear firms and stuff. And I just think it's got a negative connotation. It doesn't necessarily always mean it's a negative outcome.
Yeah, I don't necessarily dislike the idea. I'm just not sure what exactly they do.
Right.
You know, football is such an inexact science. It takes so many different parts coming together. And to think that a group of guys that sit in an office are going to tell you what the best direction is it's not. I'm not against it. It's just I don't understand it. It's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, explain to me how that works.
Well, and I've worked in, like, other industries where they say, you know, consulting firms coming in, recruiters are going to help us. I'm like, what do they know about our company that I don't
know?
Yeah,
that's kind of how I feel.
I would just like to think it'd be like, hey, go find me the guys that are leading the 15 best offenses in the league as the coordinator, 15 best defenses in the league. Go find me the top 10 guys that have head coaching experience. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go gather information on these guys and give me all the data on it. That's one I can think of. Because, I mean, I understand it's like, well, I want a reg organization to run it. I know we're up against it. But it's like, well, does Matt Ryan know everyone that's in every building in the NFL? If Matt Ryan is indeed the guy that is running these things, I mean, he doesn't know everybody that's everything. So how long does that take? It would take me 2 years to find the right guy if I'm going by that. I think it would take a lot of people, even that are around football, right? You know, so you just don't know.
Before we wrap, I just want to say, because this is going to be talked about all day today, just be kind today. Like Dave Archer was saying, these are people, their families are impacted. We've been in these situations. You've had friends in these situations. I know it's so much different scale. Just be kind. That's all. And that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go hire a search firm to do your dirty work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.